Welcome to the TM Bites podcast. This program is funded in full or part by Orange County government. It takes a lot of time to really build something special and build your business. I've had a front row seat to see how you've grown your business and how you've stuck in the good fight. What are some of the challenges that you faced in your business?
Well, you know, like you said, I mean, it's been a journey, right? We're truly blessed. We've got a successful, thriving business. Our clients include a lot of city, state, and local government agencies in and around Orlando, and even in other states as well. And now we've got a 25-year federal contract that was awarded last year. So it's been quite a journey. And at the same time, I still get to do what I love, which is software and systems engineering and working with databases and things like that. But it hasn't been easy, right? So it takes a lot of persistence. There are those ups and downs. As an entrepreneur, you don't just get to do the work and work on the cool technology and implement all the cool systems. You actually have to go out there and find that work. Right. So you have to go out there and build relationships and knock on doors and write proposals and win projects and win contracts. And then once you have them, then you have to work even to maintain them. Right. So you want to maintain those relationships, maintain those contracts, because there are other hungry entrepreneurs out there or other businesses, even larger ones than you, that are competing with you for those same projects. Right. So it's a competition. And there's ups and downs. Sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some. One of the scariest things ever as an entrepreneur, especially now we've grown our team, we've got about 12 plus people and growing. One of the scariest feelings as an entrepreneur is the thought of not being able to pay your people when payroll time comes around, right? So that keeps you sharp, that keeps you hungry, and keeps you on it, trying to make sure that you are constantly filling up your pipeline with work and projects so that you can make sure that everybody is not just paid, but paid well, and that they're happy working with the organization and they're helping you grow it. So, but all of that equates to just a lot of ups and downs, a lot of emotional roller coaster. And it really does take a lot of grit and persistence to make it work. And definitely a lot of prayer and support as well, and a great team of people working with you.
I've learned a lot from you, just watching you over the years as my husband, as my partner, as a business owner, as a business partner. And I just have to say, you're pretty incredible. I'm really proud to be on this journey with you, and I'm proud to be your wife. I know that each decision that you make is always on behalf of us. You're not a selfish person where it's only about you, or you don't put other people's needs in front of yours. And I just wanted to let you know that I really appreciate that. And I love you with all my heart, because you are a pretty amazing man.
Stop it. You're making me blush.
I truly could not imagine doing this thing called life without you. You are the inspiration to a lot of the things that I do. And I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, first of all, I really appreciate those words. They mean so much to me, and I thank you. But it's interesting because I could flip that whole thing right around 180 degrees and just let you know how happy and excited I am for you, and the fact that so much of what we've been able to accomplish has been because of you. The support, the partnership, the swift kick in the butt every now and then. But of course, you also now work with me in the firm, right? So it's not just me that is doing this. It's us. We got a team, we got a partnership. My brother is also in the firm as a partner. And then, of course, all our associates that do their jobs just day in and day out and do a stellar job on behalf of our customers and our clients. I've come to see my role a little bit differently. You know, when I first started, I was the one just kind of doing everything. I've actually done literally every role in this organization, from the software to the database to the accounting, the bookkeeping, the marketing, the sales, the finance, you name it, right? As an entrepreneur, you have to do it all. But I realized that to truly grow the business, I needed to build a team. And I needed to recruit people that were smarter than I was. Mm-hmm. And that my job was to be just kind of a visionary and a shepherd of what the Lord blessed us with, and to help provide that guidance. That's what I try and I strive to do now, just to steer the ship while we've got a lot of smart people that are on our team that's kind of helping us, empowering us and moving us forward.
Yeah, we do have a great team. So I want to touch on working together. There are not a lot of couples that can actually do that. So we have amazing teams. They hold the fort down while we're out there hunting for more business and contracts and so on. You and I want to say not necessarily cut from the same cloth, but we have the same work ethic. We persevere, we push through, we just get it done. And sometimes those personalities don't necessarily align. So sometimes there are things that we disagree on because we're so passionate about whatever it is that we're working on and making sure that we get those tasks done. So I'm going to ask you what I've been asked a lot. How do you work with your spouse who's also your business partner?
Okay. You're right in that we're aligned when it comes to our work ethic. And it's challenging at times, right? Because you're with that person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, both at home, both at work. I find, though, that we have a mutual deep interest in the well-being of our customers. And I think that's what drives how passionate we are about our projects, because we want to make sure that it's always a quality product that's been designed and developed and delivered, that it's on time and on budget every time, because we think about our customers and we literally take on their persona as far as how they will use a particular system that we're developing for them. So that drives us. That drives us to be passionate about the work, to not rest until it's done, and to make sure that it's done right every time. But getting there, sometimes we have differences of opinion, of course. There's things that I like to do and ways that I like to go about it, where you may have a completely different path to get there. And that's where we clash sometimes. But I just think it's just never really getting too serious about it. And it's a little bit of maturity that I've had to develop over time in just realizing in this game of life, what's really, truly important at the end of the day, especially when we're talking about a marriage and relationships, that relationships really transcend a lot of things, especially marriage really transcends a lot of things. So you try not to ever let any one day and any one incident or any one disagreement ever blow up so much to the point where it's going to affect your relationship long term. So that's how I process it. Sometimes even when we have a disagreement or when you're just there to get into an argument about something, there's that little voice in me that kind of just pulls me back from that and just say, look, you have a strong respect for this person, this, you know, individual, this partner of yours, and it just kind of restrains you from stepping over a certain line, right? And then we can take a step back and realize that there's nothing personal here. It's really just both of us being passionate about delivering a solution for our customer, and we just happen to have a difference of opinion in how we're going to approach it, and that's really all it is, and it doesn't need to elevate any more than that. So I use that each day. I know some people that kind of work with their spouses, they kind of get tired of each other, but I don't get tired of working with you. I enjoy it, actually. And even to the point where sometimes we take vacation, I always got my laptop. One of my prerequisites for any vacation we go to is make sure that they have Wi-Fi, because I've got my laptop and I'm always working. So I just found a nice way to blend the things that are important in my life together, blend it seamlessly, work and marriage and life. And I'm always sensitive to pulling back whenever I hear from you, all right, it's too much, or, you know, let's turn that off now and let's spend some time over here. I'm sensitive to that. Make sure I respond to those so that we never get into a huge argument or anything.
Yeah, and I appreciate that because one of my love languages is definitely quality time. And I do try to set boundaries when we are working way more than we should. It's midnight. We barely had dinner and we're still talking about work or working on work. So it's like, okay, let's break for now. You hit on a couple of things that I think are really salient to making work relationships work. Yeah, we may have disagreements, but it's no different than any other marriage, really, or any other couple that has a disagreement. And like you said, you address it, identify the solution and move on. You don't let it consume you or let it take over or get in the way of other things that are truly important, especially now in light of this pandemic that we're in. We have been home since March, right, of last year. We haven't really gone anywhere other than spent time with family, and we've been home. Our entire team is working remotely now. I think it's important to really set those boundaries in terms of when you're going to have an end to your workday. You're up at like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, sometimes earlier than that, and you'll go full steam ahead until late in the evening. And working remotely now, I think, has compounded that. And so we have to really be clear and careful that we're also taking care of ourselves, our mental health, and our relationship. And that's why, for me, it's more about making sure that we take care of each other and we can go to the beach or go for a walk so that we can have that break in between and it's not constantly working. So during the pandemic, we've learned a lot about gratitude and being thankful and grateful for each other and also our family and our teams. But I wanted to know, what have you been doing? How have you been getting through the pandemic? How has it changed your business? Has it changed your business model?
Last year, 2020, was one of the most difficult years that in recent history that we've seen in America, between the pandemic and the economy and just the havoc that's wreaked on the nation. But for us, from a business standpoint, we actually did better than we did the previous year. Honestly, for me, I think I made a conscious decision at the start of the pandemic not to let it control me or business-wise anyway. So there's two different things. The health issue was one issue, and we've been safe. We've been working from home. We've been wearing our masks. We've been socially distancing. We've been containing ourselves. We put a lot of things on hold and canceled a lot of vacations that we have typically planned each year to be safe and responsible. So health issue aside, the economic issue with regards to the pandemic, I saw early on the damage that this thing was capable of doing. And it became real to me where we were working in this office park complex is where our office was. And each day I would make it a habit to kind of get up from my desk and just to walk around the office park a little bit just to clear my mind, because working in front of a computer each day for long hours, it's just healthy to be able to do that and to step away from it. But as I would go on that little walk, I would walk past a lot of retail restaurants and businesses. There's just a whole little office park and complex that had all these businesses. And honestly, it was thriving. And I look forward to a lot of the distractions and, you know, people watching that I would see when I took those walks each day. And when this pandemic started and I would go on those walks, man, it was like a ghost town. It was like a ghost town. The businesses were closed. No one was there. And I just saw, as I would keep doing, I saw businesses after businesses just being locked down. And I just knew, I says, man, this is not good. This is not good. And I made a decision. I says, look, this thing can go one way or another. This thing could literally run us out of business. Or if we don't intentionally figure out how to survive this, we're going to be ruined. Mm-hmm. So I actually created my own little theme for myself. And my theme was that we're not just going to survive this pandemic, we're going to thrive through it. And that was the theme I mentioned and broadcasted it out to our team on a few different team meetings, that we're going to thrive through this. While we were down and while the world was in chaos, I built a sales team. And I says, I'm going to figure out how to sell through this, and was intentional about building a sales team, was intentional about calling my customers and keeping close to them and following up and just really staying close to them. And interestingly enough, one of those calls actually ended up in a very large opportunity for us that tripled the size and revenue of our company when I made that call, because it was just at the right time. So through this pandemic, we've been able to grow the business quite significantly, hire more employees. Of course, we're very fortunate for some of the programs that have come out to help small businesses in these times, because working capital is a very real thing within business. And if you don't have revenue coming in to sustain your business, you could dry up or really go under real quickly. So we're fortunate, and I'm happy to the folks at the federal level for putting some of these programs out to help small businesses go through this. But those programs alone, you know, a lot of companies found out eventually that the funding runs out after a period of time. It wasn't meant forever. It runs out. But you had to position yourself to be able to thrive and grow after that, which is what we did. So we were able to build a sales team. We were able to just be intentional about bringing in new business. And then our developers that were working on projects, we made sure that they were focused. We sharpened up project management. We sharpened up in a lot of different areas. And it's really paid off and helped us build up a nice little pipeline of business.
Wow. And thrive you did. As we look at a number of businesses that are closing left and right, like you said, it's really important to kind of hunker down and really focus on what's important. And I applaud you for keeping your doors open, and congratulations on expanding your business as well. If you were talking to someone who was interested in starting their own business right now in the middle of a pandemic, what top three key pieces of advice would you offer to this person?
Be passionate about a certain area, because if you're not passionate about it, if you don't like it, you're not going to stick with it after some time. You can't always just chase after what's hot at the time, because those come and go and they fade. But if you're truly passionate about something, that's always a good area to go in, because you just get so involved in it that oftentimes it doesn't even feel like work anymore. You're just doing stuff that you like. But you need to have a plan, and you need to have a focus, you know, and try to focus. There's so many distractions in business. There are so many different forces that are pulling your attention here and there. And you really need to try to focus on the goal. If it's a product that you're developing, focusing on developing that product and making it the best product. Don't start a product, get halfway, then start another one, and then another one. And now you've got three half-finished products with no customers buying them. Those are traps. So you really need to be passionate about what you're doing. Be focused once you get started. So go deep. Make sure that you have a good financing plan to sustain your business, because you need to know where the customers and the revenue is coming from. You need to have funding to sustain your business, even in those times before you actually start making money. So that's all key, because if money runs out, the game's up. You're done. Yeah. So you need to have a good plan for that, and have fun. Just, you know, try to have fun with it. Try not to be so serious or stressed out about it. And again, if it's something that you love and you're passionate about, oftentimes the fun will come.
Absolutely. that's great advice, Courtney, spoken from a true man, a true successful man, excuse me, who has won numerous awards from the African American Chamber and also the Small Business Administration. I am so proud of you. And congratulations also to all of your successes and those that are to come. Was there anything else you wanted to share with our audience today?
Well, one of the biggest joys of my career really is seeing your career develop. And it's not so much even about the work within ACE Applications, but what you're doing with the Tech Sassy Girls organization and inspiring more and more girls and students to get into the field of STEM. So that's been a true joy watching that as well. And of course, where ACE Applications is a sponsor of the organization and enjoyed, you know, working and volunteering in the program and even getting to the point where we're hiring some of your students as interns within our company to work on real projects. So that's been a thrill. And it, you know, it scratches a little bit of an itch for me as well, because for me, it's not just building something big and great, but also giving back. Giving back is very important and helping younger generations to come up. So working with you in that program has been a big reward for me as well. And working with a lot of our younger employees and seeing their careers grow and develop has been very fulfilling as well. And then especially when some of them end up being volunteers for your organization and giving back. So pay it forward. I really like and enjoy that as well as a part of this whole big journey that we're all going through.
I have an incredible village, and I'm so thankful that you are a part of it, because you helped me press that send button that we talked about earlier when we started the show. And again, sometimes we need that other person to kind of help us press that send button. And I'm so glad you encouraged me to do that with Tech Sassy Girls. I have thoroughly enjoyed our time together. Of course, with us being together for 26 years, there's a lot more that we could talk about and a lot more to share. But I think I'll reserve that for when you come back on the show. So you're on the hook to come back and share more wisdom about being an entrepreneur, navigating this pandemic, and just being an awesome all-around husband and man of God. And so I just want to thank you for everything and again for joining us on this show today.
This has just been a pleasure to sit here and share, and just happy to do it. And, you know, interestingly enough, talking to you about the business, I just realized that we're coming up on our 20-year anniversary for the business this year. There's been a journey. We're a 20-year overnight success.
Yes. I love it. I love it. I love it.